This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The word that they translate to comforter in the Greek and Aramaic, they say it is parakletos. Parakletos actually means an advocate or friend. But irrespective whether they translate as comforter or advocate or friend, all of these, mashallah, befit perfectly Prophet Muhammad. But if you go to the original manuscript, it is not parakletos, it is perikletos. And perikletos means the praiseworthy, one who praises. Translated into Arabic, it means Ahmad, which was another name for Muhammad. The original word is perikletos, which if you translate means the praiseworthy, the one who praises. The one who praises in Arabic, if you translate, means Ahmad, which was another name of Prophet Muhammad, as is mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Saf, chapter number 61, verse number 6. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, I have been sent as a messenger to you, confirming the law that came before me, and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come, whose name shall be Ahmad. So original word is Perikletos, which means Ahmad. But irrespective, whether it is Parakletos or Perikletos, whether it is Ahmad, the one who praises, or advocate, or friend, or comforter, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. All these meanings befit perfectly the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad. Further, if you go, it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 12 to 14. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I have many things to say unto you, but he cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself. All that he hear shall he speak. He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. I repeat, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 12 to 14. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I have many things to say unto you, but he cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself. All that he shall speak. He shall glorify me. He. 5, 6, he. Telling it's not a Holy Spirit. He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. The only messenger of God. The only human being who claimed to be messenger of God. After Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. And glorified Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. It is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is even mentioned in the last revelation of Almighty God, the glorious Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the last revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the glorious Quran. And is mentioned by name no less than 25 times in the Quran. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, testified and glorified Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the Quran by name no less than 25 times. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is telling everyone, I have many things to say unto you, but he cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself. All that he hears shall he speak. He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. This prophecy refers to no one but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There are several other prophecies mentioned in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament about Prophet Muhammad. The criteria given by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, about knowing a true prophet is mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse number 16 to 20. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, by their fruits ye shall know them. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Every good tree shall bear good fruits. Every evil tree shall bear evil fruits. By their fruits ye shall know them. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, put a criteria. I would like to end my talk by analyzing the criteria Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, put for a true prophet. Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse number 16 to 20. By their fruits ye shall know them. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Every good tree shall bear good fruits. And every evil tree shall bear evil fruits. By their fruits ye shall know them. And we have several testimonies of non-Muslims regarding the greatness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can give a lecture, you can talk for days together regarding the testimony, not of Muslims, of non-Muslims, regarding the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.